Les interviews du Doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyltalk.
Voilà les amis, eh ben écoutez, on va faire une découverte aujourd'hui. Alors c'est pas vraiment une découverte, hein, parce que moi j'ai eu la chance de voir Fred il y a très longtemps. Mais on va découvrir le Fred Barreto Group FBG, pour les intimes. Le nouvel album, il s'appelle Moving. Le voilà, le voici, le voilà. Et, il est sorti le 1er octobre. On va parler aussi de concerts, parce que le FBG, Fred Barreto Group, est en concert le 13 octobre à la Dame de Canton. Donc, ça sera la semaine prochaine. Donc, on pourra écouter. Alors, Fred Barreto, bah, c'est un guitariste brésilien qui vient de sortir donc son premier album. Il n'a pas fait que ça, hein, parce qu'il joue depuis très longtemps. Le Fred Barreto Group, il a été créé il y a très longtemps. On va lui poser quelques questions sur ça, parce que c'est quand même un groupe qui a maintenant 10 ans. En tout cas, on va tout de suite parler de ce Moving. Fred, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak with you this afternoon regarding Moving On, with realized since the 1st of October. So, first of all, congratulations for this one. It's a beautiful blues rock CD, and I passed a lot of time to listen this this first release for you, and congratulations for that. So, I think since the 1st of October, you have a lot of feedback provided by the listener, and I see a lot of good feedback. So, for sure, I think you are very happy.
Hello, Olivier. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking with you and to your public, talk about our music. Cool. Thank you very much. Yeah. So we got a lot of feedback already. And yeah, people like very much. It's very nice. Oh, someone is coming here to visit us. sometimes she's going to come here to show. She likes to appear. You know, she likes to be... Yeah, but yeah, everything's cool. We did the release on the 2nd, so last Saturday. It was great. We had a lot of people really enjoyed. We have a lot of good feedback. I mean, not only from our fans and and friends, but also from magazines. It started to pop up now, some reviews. And it's a nice feedback. I'm very happy that people like it. Means that people understand what we did there, right? I think it's pretty cool.
Voilà, donc comme je vous le disais, hein, l'album Moving On, il est sorti le 1er octobre sur Socadisc. Donc il est écoutable, hein, vous pouvez le découvrir. Donc il y a beaucoup de feedback, hein, comme le dit Fred. Moi, la première question, c'était effectivement, est-ce qu'il en est content? Et ben comme il le dit, oui, parce qu'il y a plein de gens qui sont ses fans qui l'ont écouté, d'autres qui l'ont découvert, et il y a beaucoup de critiques positives sur ce disque. Fred, and second ends, I would like to say, it's you come back in France at La Dame de Canton, the 3rd of October for the show, and I know and I think for you it's very important because you are with the band, first of all, live bands and not only CD bands, I would like to say. So for you, I think it's a great pleasure to come back in France first and to see and to speak about this Moving On live on stage. Wow.
Yes. And you know what? It's our very first time in Paris with FBG. Of course, I played in Paris before. Mm-hmm. I played already with Archie Hooker, with Porn Queen. I played with a different project. But it's the first time that Fred Barreto Group is going to play in Paris. So it makes things even more special. And yeah, to release an album there, I mean, to show the public there, it's going to be very, very nice. And it's always great to be back in France. People are always so warm, and it's great always playing in France. People always dance, you know. It's different from other place, you know. That sometimes we play, I don't know, in other place, you know, people like, but people just watching, staring at you, you know. And in France, it's warm, you know. People like dance, enjoy more the music. It's always good to be back in France. Looking
Voilà.
forward.
Ben voilà, comme vous l'avez entendu, hein, donc en plus de la sortie de l'album, hein, Moving On, qui a été le 1er octobre, et ben il y a un concert, et donc ils viennent pour la première fois, le FBG sera en concert pour la première fois le 13 octobre à la Dame de Canton à Paris, hein. Achetez vos places, allez les voir, c'est fantastique. Et puis comme vous allez découvrir Fred Barreto Group, Fred Barreto, c'est plutôt un groupe de scène, hein. Il fait beaucoup, beaucoup de concerts, et pas seulement de CD, c'est le premier CD du groupe, hein, Fred Barreto Group, le Moving On. Voilà, foncez, allez écouter. Et puis, comme il le dit, il est très, 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 très content de pouvoir aller défendre ce disque sur scène. C'est vraiment une très, très bonne nouvelle. Fred, the band FBG is created in 2011. It's now 10 years. And we come back only 10 years after with the first release. We create one EP. And after that, we come back with this CD. It's a very long time, 10 years, for create the first one release for you, no?
Yeah, that's right. You know what happened is that I was always so busy playing other projects, one more time with Archie Lee Hooker on Queen. And I never really had time to do my own project. So FBG was always a side project that was always, giving more time and everything to the others. And since last year we had the COVID situation and the lockdown. And finally, I had time. In one hand was bad because I could not play concerts, but the other hand, I had time to finally work on my album. And then that's when I decided, I said to the guys, so you know what? Let's record our album now. And then I contact Mike Butcher, that's a friend of mine who already record many people. And he already said before, if you go record an album, I'm with you. I really like your music. And I contacted him and he said, okay, I'm in. And then we went to the studio and recorded. But that's the reason why we just released now so long time after. It's because I was always busy with different projects. And yeah, but here we are.
Here we are! Ben voilà, donc ce Moving On, c'est le premier album. Donc le groupe a plus de 10 ans. Hein. FBG, ça a été créé, c'est un side project de Fred Barreto, hein, puisque vous l'avez compris, il joue avec beaucoup de monde. Donc il n'avait pas le temps, notamment avec Archie Lee Hooker, où il est un des guitaristes, il n'avait pas le temps, il n'a pas trouvé le temps en 10 ans de pouvoir faire ce projet. Et puis comme d'autres, effectivement, avec le Covid, eh ben, il a eu le temps de créer, d'enregistrer. Il a appelé Mike Butcher. Alors Mike Butcher, qui a enregistré, c'est quand même celui qui a fait les albums de Black Sabbath, un Sabotage and Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, et puis ils ont enregistré ça. Il y a aussi un album de Marvin Gaye qui a été enregistré par Mike, hein, qui était le Midnight Love, et donc ils ont enregistré, et puis voilà. Donc on se retrouve maintenant avec ce fabuleux disque, parce qu'il faut l'écouter, les amis. Le Moving On, c'est un très très bon album. Voilà, il y a plein de bonnes choses dedans, et puis il y a quelques titres, franchement, qui sont waouh, qui sont impressionnants. Fred, one of my favorite songs on this record is Sweet Temptation. Do you think when after listening Moving On, you have a lot of sweet temptations?
Yeah, I think so. It's a very nice song. I like that song too. Of course, I like them all, but it's funny because this song was made to be together with the instrumental. That's Golden Age that comes just right before, and we be played this song, actually these two songs together for over like 3 years already, and we never recorded. And when we said, okay, now we're gonna record an album, and many people said, okay, you guys have to record these two songs, And yeah, so then we recorded. I like this song very much as well. I like, and they always play together. That's the cool thing, There is two songs. There are two songs, but they always in the concert. They are always together, one after the other one.
Ben voilà, donc comme je le disais, moi, j'ai écouté l'album beaucoup cette semaine. C'est vraiment un très bon album de FBG, hein, pour pas le nommer. C'est du blues rock pur et dur, et donc il y a une chanson à l'intérieur qui s'appelle Sweet Temptation. Comme le dit Fred, il est comme moi, il adore. Bon, il aime bien tous les titres, hein, mais il adore cette chanson. Et puis c'est une chanson qui a 3 ans et qui n'avait jamais été enregistrée, donc ils en ont profité aussi pour enregistrer cette chanson qu'on retrouvera pour sûr à la Dame de Canton le 13 octobre. Fred, maybe we have to introduce the rest. of the band, because this is of course a side project, but we have a lot of persons with working with you on the side project. So we have Nadja Prange of Org, Daniel Frastro on bass, Michael Steen on drums, battery, and you of course on guitar. And I think when I listen this Moving On, the sound of the orgs is very org in French is very particular, and I like I would like to say the alchemy between the guitar and this org. Do you make a specific or special attention when you build these tracks or many tracks of you? It is very important to have this guitar and the org of Nadja together or at the same page. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's funny, you know? I mean, we don't really work. We think we don't really have an idea about, okay, we should do like this or do like that. But of course, that when Nadja, because Nadja was the last one to join the band, and Nadja just joined the band like about 3 years ago. So the band always being a trio, you know? A trio. And then when she came in the band, was like, okay, so we have to kind of sometimes rearrange the music, because now we have an organ. But, and of course, in the beginning was like, okay, Nadja, maybe we should try like this, try like that. But nowadays it's more free. It's more about, you know, I live, of course, that I have some ideas about the music, a bit the structure, a bit loud, how it should sound. But I leave very free for them to create as well. So it's very democratic band, actually. Even that's my band, I mean, my band and my name, Fred Barreto Group, but my idea since the beginning is to be very democratic. You know, so everybody brings ideas for songs and everything. So the same happened to Nadja. So she's very free to do what she feels like, what she wants. But of course, that sometimes I give a little suggestion here, a little suggestion there, you know. And yeah, that's the way it happens.
Voilà, en tout cas, ben, quand on écoute cet album, hein, le Moving On, il y a effectivement, donc je vous ai donné les noms des personnes qui jouent dessus, il y a pas mal d'orgues qui sont très marquées. Il y a beaucoup de choses avec la guitare et l'orgue, et comme le dit Fred, ben, en fait c'est un groupe très démocratique, chacun amène ses idées, on bâtit les titres, et puis on essaye d'aller dans la même direction en se mettant des questions, en orientant les titres, en orientant la musique telle qu'on veut. C'est pas écrit, c'est vraiment du pur live, on va dire, quand on crée, et puis après on arrive à ce disque qui est quand même un très bon disque, hein, le Moving On. Je vous le recommande. C'est un groupe démocratique avec des bons instruments à l'intérieur, et on en profite. Fred, maybe we have to talk about Brazil, because you are a Brazil man, I would like to say. As you know, I have a lot of bands with coming in Brazil. For me, regarding classic rock, hard rock, and something like that, we speak about some songs like from Angra or Sepultura or some other bands. Do you think maybe you have some influence for these bands, like Angra in particular, with the voice and the music from Angra? Because sometimes when I listen your guitar and your songs, I feel like some integration of Angra songs and something like that. This is one of your inspirations locally, or this is totally a poor question from me?
Yeah, no. You know what? I don't really think I have been influenced by Angra or Sepultura or Soulfly, even that I like them very much. I like Sepultura and Soulfly. They are very, I really like them. But so what happens like this, because normally you have this, you know, people like this, when they're young, they like heavy metal. And then when you start to get old, they start to like more rock and then blues, you know. I'm not like that. I always, since when I was young, I always liked blues and rock and roll, you know. It's been my whole life like this, you know. Even back in Brazil, with a lot of Brazilian music, samba, bossa nova come in my mind. Of course, I like, but rock and blues was always in me, you know. Mm. And so I cannot really, I don't think that I have any kind of influence. But what I think that maybe what you say is that maybe because the people that we are talking here, we are all Brazilians. So maybe somehow we kind of sound, we maybe have something, you know, similar. But no, I don't have any influence. I don't think so. I had more influence for bands like Rita Lee, Mutantes. That was a progressive and psychedelic band from the 60s and the 70s. Rita Lee and Tutti Frutti, and some more classic rock and blues like Nuno Mendes and Alvaro Asma and many other blues guitarists in Brazil, but not really from the heavy metal scene. Even that one more time, I love Soulfly and Sepultura. I had the chance actually to play a festival with Soulfly, and I met Max Cavalera years ago, and it was so cool. It was very, very nice. But yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit different.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Ah, voilà, donc petite question, hein, parce que comme vous l'avez compris, Fred Barreto, il est brésilien, donc je posais la question en écoutant un peu la musique, je trouvais qu'il y avait des petites sonorités, Sepultura ou Angra. En fait, non, il dit, moi j'aime bien Sepultura, j'aime bien Soulfly, et comme il le dit, il a partagé la scène avec Max Cavalera, c'est quand même pas rien. Alors quand on écoute Fred Barreto et Soulfly, on peut dire effectivement, il y a un petit écart dans la musique, mais en tout cas c'est pas le principal. Mais non, il a beaucoup de rock solide, de blues rock, d'artistes classique rock, mais pas sur ces destinations là. Même si effectivement il aime bien aussi quand il retourne écouter ce qui se passe au Brésil, plein de musique, mais qu'il reste quand même très rock, très blues rock, et que c'est plutôt la marque de fabrique de Fred. Fred, maybe one word just after this release, and of course we have one date in France. What is the next plan after that, during the end of this year and the beginning of 2022? Do you plan to play some other show, or you have to come back on studio with some other artists? I know you are mm-hmm. a busy man, and you speak about that mm-hmm. Since the beginning. Mm-hmm. So what is the next plan for you? Because for sure I think your planning is a little bit empty.
Yeah, so we play next week in Paris, in La Dame de Canton, and on Wednesday, on the 13th. But actually, we have two more concerts in France, but I don't know how to pronounce that. So we have one concert on Friday and one more on a Saturday.
Okay.
So, but if people want to know, just go to www.fredbarretogroup.com. And there you have the concerts. We have the tour, no?
Yeah.
So we have these three concerts next week in France, and after that, I have a break anyway with all the projects. And then in November, actually, I play a blues festival with Archie Hooker. Mm-hmm. And then I come back, and then I have a little tour with Fred Barreto Group in the Netherlands. And so, yeah, of course, because of the COVID situation, you have these little things here, little things there. You know? Things are not back to the normal yet. But next year, apparently, we're gonna have a better year. Mm-hmm. So, Archie Hooker, we have already, you know, some tours, and with Fred Barreto Group, actually, we are also talking, you know, checking already dates, and we have some things, but it's better don't say now, because we still have a little time to set everything down, just to be sure. But yeah, so that's the idea. No album for now, no recordings for now. I got enough of recordings now. Because with the COVID, now you stay home, and then the only thing you can do is either you stay home or you go to the studio to record. You cannot play concerts. You can, so I got enough of albums now.
Voilà, bah, comme le dit Fred, il y a 3 dates en France. Il y aura d'autres dates qui sont prévues avec Archie Lee Hawker, bien sûr. Il y aura peut-être une meilleure vue en 2022, parce que ça sera certainement plus simple et qu'effectivement, comme pour tout le monde, avec le Covid, c'est très compliqué de se dire on peut faire telle date, ou on va faire tel concert. En tout cas, il y a quelques dates. Pour le moment, il n'y a pas de plan pour enregistrer, mais bon, on ne sait jamais, ça peut arriver très vite. Et puis, si vous voulez aller le voir, de toute façon, il y a 3 dates en France, donc foncez. Et surtout, foncez, regardez sur le site de Fred Barreto, hein, comme il le dit, le www.fredbarretogroup.com. Il y a toutes les dates, il y a toutes les informations. Voilà, puis vous pouvez aller aussi jeter un œil sur ce disque, le Moving On, qui est sorti le 1er octobre. C'est un très très bon album. Fred, before we ending this beautiful interview with the Black Cat. one question regarding now the evolution of FBG, because 10 years it's a long time now. When you create a Fred Barreto group 10 years ago, do you think you can release 10 years after one and first one CD, or maybe this is for you just at the beginning of the creation of FBG, just a side project for the for play some songs that you want to play?
Yeah, we could have recorded, actually, I think, if we would have, I mean, if I had really time to work, I think so. The thing that I will not call evolution, but of course there is an evolution as a musicians. Of course we are better musicians and of course, but we had also a change of this of style, because before we used to be pretty much blues, and actually a bit more Texas blues, I don't know, you know, like bands like Beatles, you start playing yeah, 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 you know, like rock and roll in the beginning and end up, and then pass through, I don't know, psychedelic and end up with a Let It Be, you know. So, of course, the music changed the same way, because the artist, the person changed, the personality, I mean, not personality, but inside you get more mature, and of course, things change. And now we are more rocky, you know, blues rock, you know, we are heavy blues or whatever. Actually, right now, I don't even have a definition, you know, because people ask me, so what kind of music you play, you know? And I said, well, it's blues rock. Of course, it's based in blues rock. But not only that, we have a little bit of actually psychedelic. We have a little bit of progressive. We have a little bit of classic rock, you know. We have a little bit of everything, you know. We had actually one... someone wrote about the album that liked very much, and one of the things that this person wrote was like, it's amazing because it's really a trip, because it's so, of course you can hear it's the same band, it's Fred Barreto group is there, but at the same time they go here, they go there, they just play and just play music, you know, and that's what I want to do, like, I don't know, like Jimi Hendrix sometimes played blues, sometimes they played rock, sometimes he played whatever. The same with Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin even played reggae music. I'm not saying that we're going to play reggae, but what I'm saying is that I like to be free to create. I don't like to be in a box and be, okay, we just play this, we just play that. We just play what we feel like playing, what we what comes out of us. And this is actually, I think, is the most important thing. So I would say one more time that if we record this album before, it would be pretty much blues. And I wouldn't even say that would be maybe a bit forced in a way, because we'd say, okay, let's play blues, you know. And but now it's, I think we feel more free. We just do whatever we want. And this music that you listen to the album is just us. There's nothing forced there. Nothing that we say, okay, we have to play like this, have to play like that. No, it's just what comes out of us. So, yeah, that's, I think, the difference.
Voilà, bah, le groupe qui avait 10 ans, la question c'était bah, effectivement, est-ce qu'on aurait pensé il y a 10 ans qu'on aurait eu un tel album? Bah, comme il le dit, on est très voilà, on est très ouvert sur la musique. Alors même comme il a parlé un petit peu de reggae, il fera pas de reggae, mais en tout cas voilà, il aime comme d'autres, hein, comme Jimi Hendrix, comme il le dit, de pouvoir bah, aller faire du blues rock, du classic rock, voire bah, faire que des morceaux instrumentaux, voilà, jouer avec l'orgue et la basse. Enfin voilà, c'est très ouvert. Et comme le dit Fred, ce FBG Moving On, c'est vraiment eux. Voilà, c'est ce qu'on attendait presque de Fred Barreto, c'est-à-dire bah, de découvrir des titres qui sont magnifiques. Il y a 11 titres magnifiques, voilà, avec plein de choses différentes. Et comme il le dit, il y a un trip là-dedans. On découvre à travers les titres, on voyage à travers les titres, et on découvre toute la quintessence de Fred Barreto Group dans ce disque. En tout cas, c'est un très très bon disque. Just one last, allez, two last questions, Fred, before we ending this interview. The last song is called Another Day, Another Time. So for sure, what is the Another Day and Another Time for Fred Barreto?
Yeah, you know what? This song actually was made already about 6 years ago. And it's funny because the title actually pretty much says, I mean, because you know, with all this crisis situation, I think the album pretty much talk about that, né? About the COVID, about the lockdown, this all the problems that we had. You know, people got divorced because it started to spend so much time together that they divorced, you know. So it's a very crazy times, you know. And but the title says another day, another time, you know. So times change, things are gonna change. I think we're gonna get, you know, our lives will get better, you know, after the COVID. Of course, that's still a little time, you know. And but I think better times will come. And it's funny because this one more time, this song was made 6 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, and we record the song now, and it's pretty much yeah the situation. Another day, another time. But the same with the title of the album, and moving on, it means that let's go, let's do it. It's time to, you know, to move on, you know. We cannot let things fall down, you know. We have to keep our head up and fight, you know, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and we have another song we call Real World. That's the point.
Yeah, and the real world, yeah. It talks also, yeah. That's funny what you said because, yeah, because now we talk about that the real world is the lyrics like this. The real world is calling me back again, but I don't want to go. So, you know, it's like that sometimes. Sometimes you just take, I don't know, you're going holidays, you know, and everything's cool. You're going holidays to Brazil, for example, you know, here we're there by the sea on the beach, you know, everything is cool, and then. And then you have to go back, go back home, you know, to work and everything. And then you say, no, I don't want to go, you know, I want to stay here, you know, I want to stay cool, you know. So actually talks about that. But it's funny that you said that because it actually makes sense now because, okay, we have to move on, but at the same time, oh, wow, the real world is calling me back. I don't want to go, you know, I want to stay here.
Ben voilà.
But it's true,
Voilà, c'était la petite question sur le dernier titre hein, qui s'appelle Another Day, Another Time, qui effectivement pendant cette période Covid, ben voilà, on est sur une nouvelle journée, un nouveau temps. Et puis en même temps, comme le dit Fred, le morceau Moving, c'est il faut y aller, il faut avancer, il faut continuer à avancer. Et puis il a un autre titre qui s'appelle Real World. Donc effectivement, quand on mélange le nom de l'album, le titre Another Day, Another Times et effectivement Real World, on mélange un peu tout ça. C'est comme il a dit, on part en vacances au Brésil, on y va tranquille, on y va en vacances, c'est le Real World, et puis d'un seul coup, hop, il faut rentrer parce que c'est le Covid. Donc voilà, c'est quand même incroyable, et il faut aller quand même assez vite, donc on va moving fort. Hein. Voilà. En tout cas, ces trois titres enfin, le titre de l'album et ces deux titres-là sont quand même, enfin, les trois titres, puisque Moving On est un titre de l'album, c'est quand même incroyable. En tout cas, on va remercier Fred Barreto, le FBG, d'être avec nous et d'avoir discuté avec nous pendant un moment de cet album, de cet excellent album, le Moving On. Il faut y aller, il faut écouter, il faut aller les voir en concert, il faut acheter l'album, il faut l'écouter. En tout cas, c'est un super, super disque. Vous allez passer un excellent moment, en tout cas. Fred, thank you so much. Maybe the last word is for you. Do you have a message for the French listener who is listening to this beautiful interview regarding the moving real world, another day, another time?
I'm sorry, Olivier. I didn't understand what you asked me.
maybe just before we ending, do you have a message for the French listener?
Okay.
And not another day, another time, huh?
Yeah, another day, another time. Okay, let's put it this way. Listen, if you are happy the way you are right now, if everything is cool, if you like not going to work and everything, just stay there. Stay where you are. So then listen to real world. If you stay home, you are depressed, you are sad because you want to go out and everything because one more time because of the COVID, then listen to another day, another time, and then better things will come. Let's put it this way, I think. But anyway, so, well, just to let you guys know that we have a website. We are on Facebook, Fred Barreto Group on Facebook. We have Instagram. We have YouTube channel, and by the way, tomorrow we're gonna release a new music video for Moving On, and so we are everywhere. We are even on Google Maps. Oh no, Google Maps, no, we are not.
Bon, en tout cas, merci Fred. Voilà, et on va écouter nous le Moving On parce que il faut y aller, faut avoir la pêche. C'est un super morceau, c'est un super album. En tout cas, foncez les amis, achetez ça. Et puis on remercie Fred pour son temps. Fred, thank you so much. Let's go
thank
now
you,
to
Olivier.
Moving On right now et, à la semaine prochaine à la Dame de Canton.
Yes, see you there. Thank you very much.